Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's good to see all of you. Is it going to rain? Yeah? Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Yes, if you didn't come with something warm. Yeah. Is it allowed to drink coffee in church? No? Yes. Okay. So if you if you feel cold and you don't have a jacket, yeah, you can order for coffee, I think. Okay? According to Mujimba, you can order for what? For coffee. Glory be to God. Yeah. Let's welcome Esther. Tabitha. And she has come with her jacket. Glory be to God. Yes, number one, Esther has just told a lie. Yes, she has said that the name Openiel, she said that all the names mean faith. That's not what? That's not true. Peniel means the face of God. Glory be to God. Okay, so please don't come here and what? And mislead what? Especially the young ones who might not know these things. Glory be to God. Okay? Number two. Yes, number two. God speaks to people, but they forget in dreams or by dreams. And they forget. All right? One of them is Rachel's husband. Okay, Mark. Sometime in 2019, you remember that dream? Yeah, when I and some people had done Meg and were going to Budo. I wrote it in the What for the Week. Okay? But that dream, remember, it was 2019. And we shared it here. And we wrote it in the What for the Week. Okay? And when I went to Budo to get a place, I found Mark and Rachel also in the headmaster's office. Okay? Basically seeking admission. All right? And so 2 weeks ago when I wrote it in the What for the, when I wrote it again, I asked Mark that, do you remember that you featured in this dream? And he was angered. Okay, so God speaks to people and they what? And they forget. Then they disturb God. Speak to me, speak to me. Okay? But when God already what? But they forgot. Maybe, I guess because that year ended, they're like, biari biya last year. Glory be to God. So Rachel, did you remember that you featured in that dream? For you did. Now help your husband. Not to what? Not to forget very important what? Very important things. Glory be to God. That was what? Number what? Number two. Let me see what number three should be. Okay? You look at me, don't look away. Glory be to God. Yes. Number three, let's give a big hand clap to glory, okay? For reasons which I'll tell you. Yes. You're clapping for what you don't know. Okay? You're like those husbands who are here in this place who want me to join them, who say sorry to their wives for things which they haven't done. Okay? Okay? Something goes wrong, okay? They haven't done anything wrong, but the wives are like, you've done something wrong. Okay, the guy said, but I haven't done anything. You know? So these husbands were taught. There are some of them who were not taught, who say that you just say sorry. Okay? Sorry. Yeah. And for me, I was like, but say sorry for what I haven't done. They say, yeah, you what? Okay? But later, I thought about it as like, maybe they mean that say sorry that someone's feelings what? Are hurt, but not sorry for what they're being told they have done, which they didn't do. Okay? So I don't know if I understood what? Hey. Hallelujah. Okay? Mariam, should your husband say, if what? Anyway, you understand. Glory be to God. Anyway, you're clapping, you're like those what? Then anyway, those men are encouraging me to join that club of men who say sorry. But I'm still like, I said sorry, I haven't done nothing. You know, I haven't done anything wrong. Okay? But I think I'll begin to say sorry, not for what I'm being accused for, but sorry for, you know, because someone's feelings are what? But I'll make it clear that I'm not saying sorry because I'm agreeing that I did. You understand? I'll make it clear that I'm saying sorry because, Bambi, you're feeling bad. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, men, you don't have to join me. You say sorry for what you want to say. Sorry for. Glory be to God. Mariam is happy that the husband is not here to listen to my what? My good advice. Okay? Hallelujah. Anyway, yeah, but when I came in, there were some black things here which were making this place dirty. I don't know what they were. Okay, they were like, see, they're making this place look very horrible. All right? So, at a certain point, Glory is passing by, and she sees them. And she picked them up one by one, you know? And what? I don't know where she took them. I know whether they're in her bag or something. Because I didn't see her going, eh. And I was impressed by that. A typical Ugandan doesn't do that. She was sorry. Very good. A typical Ugandan doesn't do that. A typical Ugandan, they see something wrong, they are like, government. Okay? Even they are in neighborhood, this is something wrong, but they are waiting for their neighbor to say something about it. That, hey, let's do this. So I was very, you know, like impressed. The times when the church is dirty, and I'm very sure most of you will, you know, have seen it. But everyone is like, that's a hotel. But your church is dirty. Okay? You can do something. So I was very impressed. I was like, eh. Okay? But maybe Glory is not a Ugandan. Okay? Yeah. There are some Ugandans who are not what? Glory be to God. But I was very impressed, and I was like, if I had a job, some job, and it needed, you know, I'd gotten a what? Someone to take that job. Glory be to God. Okay? By the way, there are people who, yeah, they advertise. I heard that many years ago, and I don't know if it is still being done now, that this MTN, you remember MTN, Celtel? Do you know Celtel? You know Celtel? Yeah, there's some people who shouldn't be knowing what? Huh? Celtel. Do you know Celtel? Anyway, yeah, when they needed people, customer care service, okay? People to do that, you know? Apparently, so the adverts would go out, people would apply. You see, these things of interviews, of going, then they ask you questions, then you answer them. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get the right what? Person for the job, okay? Especially when it comes to things to do with character. So I was told that one of the, but I don't know if it is true. But I hope it's true, what I heard. So they would call people for interviews. Then people apply. Then I don't know at which stage of the interview, or it was actually maybe the first thing they would do. Okay? They would give you a call. You get a random call of some chap who's just speaking nonsense. I could have been to, maybe speaking. Then you cut the wire for the guy, you abuse him. Okay? Meanwhile, it is your employer to be who is interviewing you. And you want a customer service care job. And immediately you would have failed. That would be the end of it. And it's possible that to this day, some people don't know why what. They didn't get those jobs. Okay? I was told, I heard someone here in church say that most of those are funny calls, it's called what? Wrong number calls. Someone in church here was saying that they don't know why, but it is especially Banyankole. Is that true? You agree? Who is agreeing to that? Yeah, you see? So the owners in this Banyankole, what's their problem? Maybe I did a wrong number. Okay? But they're in power. That's why wrong number. Okay? Anyway, yeah. So someone in church will say, I don't know what's wrong with these guys. Biba did that wrong, what? Yeah, Glory, thank you for what you... Now I can understand why at Mr. Ukurubia's home, one day all his musical instruments were packed up and put some... without Mr. Ukurubia's, what? Consent. See, they were, Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, good to see you. I have money I'm going to give to who? To Glory. Then some people say, now because she's a fellow Munyankole. Yeah, like I'm a Munyankole. But I have Banyankole friends. Glory be to, and Glory is not a Munyankole, by the way. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, the last time I was here preaching, we were talking about who Jesus Christ is. All right? And we said that it took us 5 Sundays. And we learned or reminded ourselves that Jesus is God. He is the creator. He's not only God, but he's also God who is with us. All right? He's our Redeemer. He's our Lord. And the last time we talked about this, we said that Jesus is a man of war, or his enemy, general. He fights against his enemies. Glory be to God. Now, today we want to continue along those lines, reminding ourselves who Jesus Christ is, all right? And today we are going to remind ourselves that Jesus is the head and foundation of the church. Glory be to God. Jesus is the what? The head and foundation of the church. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 22, it says that wives, how many wives are here? Wives, submit to your own husbands. All right? To your own what? Husbands. There are some people who teach that women or wives are supposed to submit to all men. They're supposed to submit to what? To all men. Okay? But that is not true. Okay? That is a doctrine of demons. Hallelujah. Okay, here it says, women, submit to your own husbands. Glory be to God. Amen? Submit to your own what? Husbands. Okay, known to other men. Of course, if like what's her name? Christine, if you're employed and your boss, your supervisor is a man, of course, in that context, you have to submit to him, okay? Because he's in authority over you at work. You understand? So you submit to him. You submit to authority. And that is godly. All right? Yes, but when it comes to your home, okay? When it comes to things to do with your home, your family, okay, you don't submit to all men. Glory be to God. You submit to your own husband. Okay? Those people who say that women are supposed to submit to all men, they're the ones even... You see now, that thing also implies that a woman cannot be a leader of anything. Okay? You understand? Like a woman cannot be a head in a certain office or in a certain company. Okay? Because in that company, there are men. So now, yet she's supposed to submit to them. You understand? It is stupid. It's fake. Okay? A woman can't be a president. Okay? Billy, you haven't heard of those things, maybe, but they're there. The people who believe women should submit to what? To all men. Okay? Like in church, a woman can't be a pastor because she's supposed to submit to all men. And there are men in the church, in the congregation. Okay? That is wrong. So they say that women, if they are to be leaders, they should be leaders over kids. Okay? Kids up to a certain age. Boys up to the age of 12. That, you're joking, that was stupidity. It is there in the world. Okay? If she's to be a leader, she should be a leader over fellow women. Okay? No, umsajja by joining a group, katia ongati, her leadership has ended. That's fake. Glory be to God. That is demonic. So, wives, submit to your own husbands as to the what? As to the Lord. Okay? But it also includes, okay? Yeah, even when it comes to spiritual leadership. Okay? When it comes to your families, your marriages, okay? You're supposed to submit to your own husband, not to your own prophet, or to your own apostle, or to your own pastor. Glory be to God. Your husband is what? If your pastor is telling you to do something, and your husband is saying no, please submit to your what? Yeah. Especially if it is not something evil. Glory be to God. Okay? Of course, if you want to live anyway, you understand? Eh? Glory be to God. I was listening to to what's this guy? Solomon Malé. You know him? Malé. Okay? I haven't added the title pastor because he's definitely, okay, in my opinion, he's not a pastor. And so I was listening to him once, recently, like a month ago, and he was saying that Banabi Bobulimba, false prophet, who thugs in the church, okay, don't want couples to be at peace with each other, like husband and wife, to be at peace with each other, to be in unity. Because it is in their disunity that Banabi Bobulimba will thrive. Okay? Because they will be able to give each other counsel and they say, no, tetugenda kuwa yezo sente. Okay? We shall not sow that seed. We shall, you understand? Eh? But if the family is divided, if there is a conflict in a relationship, that is where they thrive. They will tell the woman what to do, to sell a house, to do what, to, you know, give money, your first salary, John, you understand? Eh? And she then has someone who can advise that man, bakufela. You understand? Eh? So they would want to be the authority over the woman, and usually also over the man. If the man is stupid and the woman has more sense, you know. Eh? Glory be to God. Anyway, wives, submit to your own husbands as to who? As to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife. Okay? That means that the husband has authority, okay, godly authority, okay, over the wife. So for the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the what? Of the church. Christ is the head of the church. And that means he's the authority over the church. Glory be to God. He is the authority over the church. Okay? Then it continues in verse 25 and says that, therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Glory be to God. In how many things? In everything. Okay? But you think that is true? In everything. 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 Huh? Okay? My opinion, okay, my intelligent opinion is that it cannot be in everything. Everything is a what? If Abigail had been here, she would have told you it is a figure of speech. Okay? Because there's some things which your husband might tell you, and they're evidently wrong, evidently evil. Evil. God wouldn't want you to do evil. Okay? Your husband will tell you, let's rob a bank. To collect it? To be bank. You know, so you submit to him. No. Okay? However, if your husband who tells you that, what? Jitayange, tojijao. Yeah, you say, okay, I mean, that is no big deal. That is not a what? That is not a sin. Glory be to God. So this is a figure of speech. And Paul, of course, he's assuming that what your husband would want you to do, because remember, this is a Christian husband. Yeah, what would want you to do is something good. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Okay? Glory be to God. So, yes, submit to your husbands in what? In everything, but not in everything. Mathematician, you understand? Everything, 100%, but not 100%. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? So Christ is the what? The head of the church. Okay? And we are supposed to submit unto him. Okay? Okay? And that is also the example as far as marriage is concerned. Wives submit to their what? Husbands. Glory be to God. Okay? And by the way, yeah, if you want a marriage to last until death do us apart, okay? One of the things ladies can do is just this. Because not in everything, but in everything. Glory be to God. Okay? There is a movement which is out to just break marriages. And it originates from the Bazungu. That is its mission. Even when they do good things for women, okay? Their ultimate what? Motive, ultimate goal is to break marriages. Okay? Now, if they give you a scholarship to go to Harvard, take it. But know, you know, what their game plan is. Okay? It is just that. Okay? If they give you entandikwa, like to do business, please take the money. Okay? But make sure you don't fall in their trap to break your marriage. Okay? This women empowerment thing, their ultimate is to, you know, get a woman to get money, and she's like, now you man, really? 20 size young. Okay? Have my money, as in, you know, and then the marriage, what? Breaks out. That is the ultimate. Glory be to God. Okay? That is, you know, hallelujah. So young girls, don't fall for that thing. If they give you money in Taniqua, if you're going to school and they give you a discount, please take the what? They give you a scholarship. Say, you know, take the money, but know what they would want for your marriage. Glory be to God. You understand these things? It is an agenda. Okay, break up marriages. Okay, break up what? Marriages. Then those who are not married, make sure they don't get married. Because they hate marriage. Okay? Tell the young girls that, as in, you can be with another girl, your own girl. Okay? You don't, as in, just have your money, what, and what? Okay? If you need a man one day, I mean, you have your dime, you know? Please don't fall for what? Those things, if you are a Christian. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Yes. This is an evil world. We are living in a very evil generation. Okay? And these evil guys come as messengers of light, angels of light. But when their ultimate what? God, their real motive is something very evil. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? So what was I saying? Yeah, I've told you. Christ is a what? The head of the church. And therefore, we should submit unto him. Remember, the church is not a building. The church is people. Okay? The church is what? The church is people. The church is Christians. So Christians are supposed to submit to the authority over them. And that authority over them is Jesus. He is the head. Okay? Remember, it is from your head, okay, your physical head, okay, that the rest of the body gets instructions from. Okay? Hallelujah. So in the same way, we are also, the church is supposed to take instructions from Jesus, from its head, from its authority. Glory be to God. Amen? We're not supposed to take instructions from politicians. From Museveni. You know? From anyone else, from anything. Okay? Our instructions are from our head. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
You know these things, but you need to hear them. Okay? Verse 25 says, because now there are women who are here who are like Nabasa Janga Tobagamba ko. You men. Okay, now verse 25 says, husbands, love your wives. Abachala, mwani nkubideko umongalo. Kwangenda kubayamba. Wade tibaba wa kameza, kati what? Glory be to God. Husbands, okay, Dennis, Mark, Sam, all of you, Andrew, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church. Okay? Jesus, the head of the church, loved the church, loved he or she who he is over. Glory be to God. Okay? Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Okay, the basic love, okay, husbands should give their wives is just doing the basic right things. You understand? Okay? Now, I'm not saying that is all that they should do, but the basic right things people do for one another. Okay? Godly people do for one another. Basic. Hallelujah. One of the basics is you don't abuse people. Isn't it? That's a basic. Okay? You don't abuse what? Temuvu mabantu. Neku Facebook, neku Twitter, you're not supposed to what? Abuse people. Okay? Abusing is not only verbal, but it can also be written. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, now that is basic good manners. Okay? So, if you're not supposed to abuse people, you shouldn't also abuse. Now I'm talking to men. Okay? Because you say, the Bible says, love your what? Wives. You shouldn't abuse your wife. Hallelujah. Okay? You shouldn't do what? Yeah. Though, of course, I know women can be better. They are generally better at abusing verbal, you know, it's called verbal artillery. All right? Because they're generally gifted via what? Via talking words. Okay, so they are what? If they decide to what? To abuse, you can't compete. Alan, learn these things. All right? If you abuse a woman and then she abuses back, just stop there. Don't try to what? To send a second one, because you're going to be beaten thoroughly. Yeah? You're going to be what? And you should know these things, having grown up with what? With girls, yeah? Sisters. If you didn't have them, you had them at school. If you didn't go to Ntare school. There were girls at your school. So, yeah, please don't start. If you start, repent that you started and immediately stop. Don't say anything, what? Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, now there are also men who are what? Who are also skilled as far as the tongue is concerned. Okay, the tongue, I mean verbally, but also or writtenally. Writtenally. Okay, written. Okay? Hallelujah. Mark Unamanya is good at writing. So that also means he has a potential of being what? Good at what? Abusing writtenally. You understand? By using the gift of writing. Hallelujah. And it's so, I'm talking about loving, the basic love you can show your wife is just doing the right things and avoiding doing the wrong things. You understand? That's basic. Nga temuna genda mubi a holiday. Where should we go for holiday? Okay. Before you go into that, those things. Okay? Because now that one, it is not even in the scriptures. Hallelujah. Okay? But now if you... Anyway, you understand what I... Now, beating. I even fear what to say it because there are kids here who don't know that that thing exists. A man beating. Now that is very evil. That is very what? Very, very, very evil, man. Yeah, a man shouldn't beat a woman. That's very, very bad. That's very, very what? In fact, men are lucky. If I was God, they're lucky that I'm not God. Because if I was God, I would even have what? Written a scripture. That is an unpardonable what? But you see, God is love, and he forgives. You understand? But that shouldn't happen. Okay? Now, you women, you can help your what? Your husbands not to get to that level. One of the ways you can help them is by not what? Not watching boxing together. Or, yeah, number one, that. Number two, getting your husbands off boxing. You think, Nemutula Nemtanka Okunyumia ku Tyson? There's a generation here which doesn't know Tyson. Okay? And that's good. You don't have to know him. Because now that sport is very evil. You can never convince me that boxing is okay. Never. You can't. However much you watch TV, Christian television, then they bring on a boxer who is a mulokole. They say, wow, you know, a champion. Why he saved? Why boxing? You can't. That game, what? Okay. You can't do good, what? Gifts people to goof each other, Then the guy wins and then he gives glory to God. No way. That game, you know, wrestling. Okay? Yeah, so one of the things, yes, as in, yeah, women. Now that is one area you don't have to submit to your what? Ngawali your final, your boxing. Final year boxing. There's usually a match which is around February, December or January. Like it's like the toy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, there was that time, there was a guy called, and it's some guy, Mane, what was his name? Yeah. But he fought against some black guy. Now, that game, because I think it was happening in the States, so that means that here it was happening early morning, like 4 a.m. or something like that. Now, I remember years ago, that game, do you know that many church members didn't attend church? Because it was Saturday night or Saturday, Sunday. Any past midnight. Okay? And because guys stayed awake, and even chicks, ladies, I know one of them, she's not here. Okay? She didn't come to church that day. Because she had been watching, because it was a big, the whole world. And Balukoli stayed up late to watch that game, and they didn't come to church. Now, that chick, okay? Now you're there, Musa putting anya. What you understand? A spirit is entering your husband, cause that punch, one day might land on you. You know, eh? And you even imagine you cut church because badolava boxing. You've been watching something evil. You understand? So what? Yeah, now that's what I was saying. Wives, you don't have to submit to your husbands when they say to watching we find enough now. Let us watch the final. This war. It's not called a final. It's called what? But you understand what I mean? Because it's like a, you know, eh? Hey, that one you don't have to submit. You can say, oh, for me, I want to go to sleep. And why do I have to watch this with you? You can watch it alone. Hallelujah. Christina, say amen. Hallelujah. Christina, you know that people who come to church to just listen properly to this Pastor Moses guy. The other time I told you a few months or weeks ago, I told you that when my wife is not around, which is not at home, I don't make my bed. Okay, I don't. And I gave an example when she was once away and, you know, because I don't see the logic, mathematician, logic. Eh? You're going to enter the bed again. Now you're there wasting time. You understand? Okay. How did that enter? Like, really? And so, after the service, I was told that Christina went to my wife. I was like, Auntie Jera, did you know that uncle, did she say uncle or pastor? And Uncle Moses doesn't make the bed when you're not around. From what I understood is why she was so concerned. Because, yes, and I know her. One time she spent some nights at our home. And man, via making bed, she was so, you know, So she was like, what? An adult? He's as old as his, her father. Like, and he's a pastor. Because I think she thinks not making a bed is sin. But I'll task her to find me a scripture. Okay, so she was messed up Bambi. Okay? But she doesn't know that I'm not the only pastor who does that, you know? Serada, Apostle Joseph Serada, he said it on his television, Dream TV, Impact FM. He said it. I heard him. Okay? Once upon a time, the wife was sick. She's in hospital, admitted. And the guy making a bed, it wasn't going to happen. He even didn't know where some other things were. Like, he didn't know. Hallelujah. And Christina, even you just see, most men here, what? Hallelujah. How is Matthew via making the bed? Yeah, he must. And then we shall go. But yeah. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, so women, husbands, love your what? Wives. Okay? But yes, you should start with the basics. You don't abuse. You don't be. You understand? Hallelujah. Then these are things of what? Of public display of affection. Then they can't mean what? But if you're doing public display of affection, PDA, okay, but then you're abusing. Now that is what? The public display of affection is just a what? To deceive the public. But when at home, man, you are Al-Shabaab. Hallelujah. No, that shouldn't be. There is level one. You don't abuse, you don't beat. Okay? Yes. Glory be to God. Okay, public display of affection now. Maybe now that is level 2 or I don't know, level 10. I don't know. Because I don't know everything. I will call Andrew to tell us where it should fall. The other day, you know, we are taking a walk in the estate where we stay. And I held my wife's hand. She almost collapsed. Almost collapsed. Oh, you remember, Eden? Didn't she almost collapse? Jera, look at your daughter. Didn't she almost collapse? I was trying to do PDA, public what? Almost collapsed. Hallelujah. So maybe I was doing something for level 10, and I was what? Any husbands, love your what? Yes. And parents, okay? Husbands, if you love your wives, and the children are seeing that, okay? It will help them not to fall for the other thugs who are anti what? Marriage. Okay? Godly marriage. Okay? Marriage between a man and a woman where they love each other. If your kids grow up seeing that, then they'll be like, this is good. It will also be one of their aspirations. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And those of you who are into PDA, that is also good. You don't know who are you what? Ministering to. There's a boy somewhere, there's a girl somewhere who is watching you. And she'll be like, man, when I grow up, I'm to be like Uncle Moses. Okay? But the boy might be like her, but won't my wife die? He's my man. I want her longer, I won't do it. Jera is seated here saying that I have never seen a pastor who is a liar like my husband. But don't worry, I am the what? I'm the one with the mic. Okay? Growing up, I think even before I was 10 years old, I remember now where we used to stay. Anyway, our house didn't have a wall fence. And it was like by the roadside. So you could see all the cars which are passing, all the people who are passing, you know. These wall fences are a new thing. And they're not good. Okay? But they're necessary. But the world will... Yeah, it would be better if there are no what wall fences. But if you can, please get a wall. Yeah. And so we used to stay here in that environment. And I remember, I think I was like in P3 or P4. There's this couple, okay, which used to pass by, you know. They didn't have a car, of course, because early in the morning, they would be walking, okay, past our house to get a taxi, okay? And this guy, this man, and his wife, always going to work, they were, what? Holding hands. And I used to watch them, man. And in my heart as a young boy, I was like, when I grow up, okay? My wife now has a question. But she didn't have the mic. Okay? Her question might be like, but I didn't want you to die, you know. Okay? But now I used to see this couple, man. Okay? Holding, you know, and that's a young boy. Now, they don't know that there's a young boy. He's not even a teenager. He even has no ideas in his head because he hasn't reached a certain age. But he's like, wow, this is good. Glory be to God. Okay, so you're loving your wife, husbands, okay? In whichever way you're loving them, okay? It is ministering to someone, okay? Now, we're in a generation where men, young boys are being told that, to hell with girls. The girls are being told to hell with what? With boys. You can love each other. You understand? Eh? But their inside, their hearts know that this thing is wrong. And you can help them when they see you, mommy and daddy, you know, eh? They can be like, okay, this thing, it's wrong, you know, why, you know? Yeah, you know, great. But if they're not seeing that, then the other chaps can easily what? Take them, man. Okay? And ultimately, get them into hell. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay? Now it's raining and it's cold. Okay, so now, you know, I have to keep you guys what? Anyway, remember, we began by saying that what? Wives, submit to what? Hey. So I forgot a very powerful point on that one. Okay? Now, like Grace Joy. Okay, she's what? She's my what? My niece, my what? Okay? She's ready to, in years to come, she's ready to submit to her husband. Okay? She told me she doesn't like bushera, porridge, millet porridge. She's just taking it because she's under some people's roof. But when she gets out, okay? So she says in her home, she will basically, when she gets out of the Mujimba's house, she will never taste that thing again. Okay? So I asked her, but what if you has, when you get what? Married and you like it. She's like, I will cook it for him. You see now, that's what? Submission. She said, I'll cook it for him, but I won't taste. If he wants it, I'll cook it for him and put it there. I won't taste. So recently, I told my daughters that, by the way, okay, in years to come, when you visit Grace Joy in our home, please know that there won't be bushera. There won't be millet what? Or porridge. Hallelujah. But she's ready to what? To prepare it for that guy who wants it. Neta Jakolaji. Glory be to God. Then she told me some other plans. She has what? Huh? She wants a guy who can take pictures of her, you know. Eh? But I'm like, but what if the guy, we tell him where we're very fond of me. She's like, you know, he has to. But she didn't do this. Eh? She has to. Yeah. Vanessa has died. Eh? How do they do it? You all do it. Please show me. Yeah, okay. Hallelujah. So, wives submit to your husbands, and husbands, please love your what? Remember now. This is important. The more I think about it, the generation we're in right now, okay, young people need to see love. They need to see unity, okay, between daddy and mommy, between husband and wife. You understand? They need it. It's ministering to them because there are some thugs, man, who are after them, some devils. But if they can have that picture, that example in their faces, then it helps them to fight against the forces, eh? That are against them, that are working against them, as far as godly marriage is concerned. Glory be to God. Okay? And if they're not seeing it at home, at least if they're seeing it elsewhere, God can use that to use, like, okay, yeah, here at home, yeah, bad, but you know? You understand? So love one another, okay, as couples. Okay? Because, of course, you're supposed to love each other, okay? But also because you're ministering to some people you don't know. I was a young boy. There was a couple that used to minister to me as a kid. Glory be to God. Okay? And thank God they didn't have a car. Because it can be hard. And in those days, there were no automatic cars. Twins are kubanga or engaging with Ujia. I think Walimukwata Mukono. What is the gala? But automatic cars, I guess you can. Anyway, it depends. Okay? So this couple was ministering. A young kid. Okay? A young kid. Okay? So I thank God that God blessed them with the blessing of not having a car. What mistake here? There's some of you who, some people are praying that for you, not to have a car. Because they are being blessed by what? Okubala by just ngamtambula what? Babidi. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes, do that because it is godly. Yeah, God requires it of you. But also understand that unknowing to you, you're ministering to someone. Glory be to God. Andrew, are you listening to me? Not that you don't love what? Glory, but continue what? Yeah, continue loving her. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Children, are you learning something? Yeah. When you grow up, yeah, you should. Hallelujah. Bridget, say amen. Yeah. The people I can pick on because they are my what? My friends. So, glory be to God. Amen? So we finish that. Christ is the head of the what? Of the church. Hallelujah. Okay, now, this is very important, and I think we might talk about him being the foundation of the church is concerned. We might talk about that next week, okay? But it seems like today it was supposed to be, to preach about these things, okay? 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. It says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them, with your wives, with understanding, giving honor to the wife. Now you see, that's love. Honoring your what? Your wife, honoring her. Huh? Honoring what? Yeah, honoring. Okay? So husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life. Okay? Why? That your prayers may not be hindered. Hallelujah. Now, if you don't want to love your wife, this should be... This should be great motivation. Because, man, God might not what? Answer your prayers. Okay? That your prayers may not be what? No, women don't. I'm not asking you because this is not referring to you. That your prayers may not be what? Psalm. Okay? Okay, men, please. Okay? This is to help us, even me, man, okay, that our prayers may not be what? Hindered. Now, in my messed up, when I was in the hyper grace camp, you know that false grace thing? Joseph Prince, but you know, okay? Joseph Prince in particular taught me that hindering, your prayers being hindered, did not mean or does not mean God not answering your prayers. He said that it means that, you see, when you do something bad to your wife, you have guilt in your heart and you will even fail to pray. So you see, your prayers are being hindered. You understand? You see, that's what it means. But if you pray, God will answer. Okay, because God answers all prayers of Christians because your sins don't really matter. You got saved in senior to chagwada, forever saved. And it has no consequences as far as what God will do or will not do for you is concerned. And for a moment, I fell for that lie, for that false interpretation. Okay? Hallelujah. But it basically means exactly that. Your prayers, God wants what? God won't answer your what? Your prayers. Let's read on. And we see that my interpretation, it is the correct one, okay? And remember, we are reading the New Testament. Okay? So it says, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Then verse 8 says, finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling, okay? Reviling is abusing. But on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. You are called to do all these, what? Good things, okay? Being courteous, not returning evil for evil, being tender-hearted, not reviling, okay? But on the contrary, blessing. And when you do that, it says that you inherit a blessing, okay? Now, verse 10. Because he who would love life and seek good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his eyes are open to their what? Prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Glory be to God. Okay? He says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their what? The prayers of the who? The righteous. Meanwhile, I'm reading for you New Testament. Peter. Okay. And he's saying, if you don't do these things, man, yeah, God's ears are closed to your what? Your prayers. Okay? And that implies that the interpretation we got of husbands, their prayers not being answered because of how they treat their wives, is also correct. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Husbands, love your wives. Glory be to God. Do what? Love your wives. Okay? Verse 7. Dwell with them with understanding. Bilanga mchala wo mkolaji. Omtegeera. Glory be to God. You forgot the first anniversary. Okay? And you saw what happened. You saw what happened. Kati omtegeera o birthday. Kuba marriage anniversary. Yeah, so dwell with them with understanding. Glory be to God. To this day, man, this I don't know what this birthday thing is all about. I just don't, and most men think like me, just don't click. Why? The whole world has to stop. You know, but now we know that for women it's very important. So now we have to dwell them with that understanding. Glory be to God. Geraldine is saying, good preaching. Good preaching, Brother Moses. You understand? And then you see it is in the, what? Should I call it? Not DNA, but it is in nature. Because when you see young girls, you know, just, you know, they are also what? Okay. So it is in nature, those things are important to them. Okay. And so you should love them in that aspect. They want to be loved by that way. You can forget their mother's birthday. They are the olive, what? You can forget your mother-in-law's birthday, but you shouldn't forget your wife's birthday. You know these things. Men right now, nobody wants to get you. So dwell with them according to what? Understand, according to knowledge, okay? Love them. If you don't love them, the Bible says that your prayers will be hindered. Your prayers will be what? Hindered. This is New Testament. Okay? Your prayers won't be answered. Basically, your prayers won't be heard. Okay? Heard. H-E. Is it hard or? Grace Joy, is it hard or? Because there are two hearts. Actually, there are three. There's a heart of animals, H-E-R-D. Then the hard H-E-H-A-D, mathematicians. You know English. Mathematicians usually have a problem with English. Then there is hard, you know. I heard the teacher teaching. So how do they pronounce God? Your prayers won't be heard by God. Grace Joy. Huh? Okay. Is that correct? Mariam, is that correct? Wait, they matter. Nalongo, what is it? Hard? By the way, Flora, yeah. Flora is English, is superb. What is it, Flora? You can say I'm not asking the men because you're not gifted, what? Glory be to God. So, please, husbands, okay, number one, love your wives because, number one, God wants you to do it. Okay? Number two, you're ministering to some people. First of all, your children. Your children are watching. Okay? And your children will want to get married, okay, to someone of the opposite sex, okay, depending on how you guys, what? If they see man, is that man married? Or from Babu Zibun, I'm not getting into this thing. Number three, that your prayers may not be hindered. If you're a young man and you're not yet married, please learn this. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Mark Wamai already knows this. His prayers are not hindered. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen? Let us do this, you know, but I feel like, you know, God wants us to emphasize the thing of you're ministering to some people. You're ministering to your children, okay? But you're also ministering to children, okay, who are not seeing that at home. Probably because maybe, the parents they're staying with, and it's a single parent's family. You understand? And now, it is you, unknowing to you, that God is using you to minister that, because God wants that child one day to have a good marriage. Hallelujah. Amen. So you're ministering to them. Glory be to God. And those are the kids, man, when we go to heaven. Those are the kids, or the, because remember, they'll grow up and get what? Married. Okay? So those are the adults who show up in heaven, man. Okay? You're there in heaven in your, you know, your compound. Remember, there are no walls, I think. No wall, what? Fences in heaven. Because who are you? No one is going to steal your car. Your car in heaven. Are there going to be cars in heaven? Well, I guess we can have what we want. But there won't be fuel, smoke, pollution. Okay? And so you're there, man, in your what? A garden in heaven. Okay? Then some, not a kid, because remember, they grew up and got what? Married, then maybe they died or they were raptured. Okay? Then they come, man, you know? Just see, guys, you know? Then they are, what? Mr. Smith. Okay, can I please come in? You know there's going to be etiquette in heaven. You won't just be entering, what? People are, no. There'll be what? Good manners. All right? And so this, you know, some young man or some lady shows up. And they're like, I am so and so. I am Moses. Okay? I last saw you when I was 10. I used to see you with your wife. Okay, you used to pass by our home. And I used to see you every morning going to work. You are what? And then I was like, when I grow up, when I get married, I want to be like that. So thank you so much for what? Having me. And you can say, I even don't remember where that place is. But I miss that. I was like, then as you're jazzing there, Jesus shows up. Okay? Now you can say, I can do a movie, man. Okay? Jesus shows up, man. And say, yeah, thank you for having done, you know? The way you lived, you know, I was using you to minister to that child. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay? If you're single here, okay, just have these things in your head as you look forward to your marriage. Okay? Get to know these things and determine that you behave like a Christian. Glory be to God. Number one, you behave like that because, number one, God has told you in his word that that's what he wants you. That's how he wants you to behave. Okay? Number two, you're ministering to people you don't know, man. You may not even be ministering to children or to young adults who are still single, okay? But you may be even ministering to couples who are going through a hard time. You understand? They're going through a hard time. And maybe the husband might be the cause of these things, of the trouble in their home. Okay? Kati walaba Bruce ngereje yesa. Nalabanga, he's the one who is the cause of the issues at home. Alaba Bruce, the way, you know, he's treating Esther. And the guy said, man, I need to change. I'm really very bad. I'm bad. But he can't go and tell his wife that, you know, I'm bad. Because wife said, you still have been telling you this little word. Now you are. But in his heart, he's like, I have to change. I'm really bad. I said, then you remember that, okay, I got this chick. I really liked her. What? Yeah, and I like her. You know, but, you know, now. Then he's like, let things, what? You understand? Then you mean that, and then one day the guy just goes back home, a changed man. And his wife is wondering what has happened. Then she'll go and tell all her girlfriends. You know, women will talk a lot among themselves. And sometimes husbands don't like that. Because now you take things from their heart, even to be a mwe. You know, and for them, they don't say anything wrong with it. I mean, have to talk. that's how I want. Yeah. I mean, they say that probably that's why women live longer. Because for them, they unleash all that stress. Number one, by tears. Real ones, not the crocodile tears. Real ones. So they read, you know. Number two, they talk. They with their fellow what? So that, you know. Meanwhile, men, just what? Hard guy, you know. Hard guy, man, you know. Strong. Your friends just come and tell you, be strong. Be a man, you know. Be a man. But chicks, what? Oh, Bambi, what? So, then they give each other hugs, you know. what, you know. Then they send each other flowers. But guys just say, man, what's up, you know? What's up? Be a man. Be what? Be strong. Then they say, by the way, who is leading the table? Anyali kuchi. Bilikati what? Forgot, like, 1 second. Shoo! Let's go and catch a game. You understand? So they say that's what husbands are. That's why women generally live longer than men. Well, I don't know if it's true, but yeah, glory be to God. Okay? So what was I saying? Okay? Yeah, young people, okay? Okay? Please, grow up, knowing that when you grow up, God would want you to have good marriages. Okay? Young boys who are here, purpose that when you grow up, you will love your what? You love your what? You know these things, okay? You love your what? Your wife, okay? You promise? You love your wife? Okay? You love your what? No abusing your wife. Okay? No beating your wife. No doing bad things to her. But you should start that with your sisters. You should start that with your what? Please don't disturb your sisters. Don't bully your sisters. Don't steal your sisters' cookies. You understand? Okay? Be good to your what? I know your sisters' names. Okay? Shekinah. Whatever. Please, it starts with your what? Your sisters. Be nice to them. Be nice to the girls at your school. Hallelujah. Be what? Be nice. Because if you're not nice now, that means you won't be nice then. Glory be to God. Okay? And young people, marriage is good. Marriage is what? Is good. Hallelujah. Of course, it is true that in your homes you've seen something which are not good, but those were just mistakes. Hallelujah. But marriage is what? Is good. Okay? Praise. Don't say that. Oh, fumbo. No. Marriage is what? Yes. It's not, yeah. It might not be heaven, but it is what? Yes. And aspire for it. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Have you been blessed? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.